Hey, I'm Daryl, and I'm a meeting planner.
And I'm Amanda, and I'm also a meeting planner. And this is Miracle Workers, a podcast for meeting planners by meeting planners.
Hey, Amanda, can you hand me the salt, please?
Yep, here you go.
Thanks. And hey, listen, while you're over there, grab some peppercorns, candied ginger, and that sprig of rosemary.
Are you just testing me to see if I know where the most obscure items are in your spice cabinet?
No. But listen, I'm getting ready to brine my bird for Thanksgiving. It's got to take a bath. And this is the stuff that goes into it.
Well, sure. I mean, that's fine. But as long as you don't have me actually organizing your spice rack, because I can't even do that in my own house.
Nah, come on. My spice rack, like a lot of my kitchen, is a disaster zone, but I'm okay with that. But I got to tell you, all this turkey day prep has got me thinking a lot about how the year has gone by.
Oh, yeah, me too, right? Reflection time. I mean, this has been a crazy year on so many personal and professional levels. I mean, I feel like I need another 3 or 4 heads to wear all the new hats I've earned. In addition to a meeting planner, I'm now a podcaster, never thought I'd be that. A digital producer, an industry advocate, a mask maker, and like 9 or 10 other things too.
I can sympathize. I'm wearing a lot of those same hats lately, which I actually enjoy because the more hats I have on, the less people see my hairline, which is always a plus. But with the podcast, I can't believe we've done almost 20 episodes and people are still listening.
I know. I think we may even have a few more than when we started. It's crazy. But I'm super thankful for everybody out there who continues to tune in and let us know how we're doing and how much they're enjoying the show. It's really kind of awesome.
You know, I got to tell you, I was a little worried when we started this whole thing out. And that first episode, I might have listened to about 10 times in the car, just in case nobody else tuned in. I wanted our numbers to not be quite so low. Absolutely. I'm with you though. The audience has been awesome, and I gotta say, some of you even took a few moments out of your day to reach out and tell us what you're thankful for this holiday season. So let's hear a couple of those now.
Hi, everybody. My name is Terry Matthews Lombardo. I am a veteran meeting planner, a longtime CMP from Orlando, Florida. Responding to your question, which I love, about how are you ending or what are you thankful for in this craptastic year? Two quick things. I'm thankful that even though I've been doing this a very long time, I am just feel like I'm starting anew, learning all these new methods and ways for managing my meetings going forward. And I have had a couple of clients during COVID. So that's been a good thing for me. I'm also, believe it or not, thankful a little bit for COVID because it's forced me to kind of stay home a lot and recondo every closet, nook and cranny, file cabinet in my house. So that's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Shamika Allen Lane, and I am so grateful for this year. During this year, I started my business, Catalyst Event Coaching, where I am an event coach and consultant. And along with that, just adjusting to what was needed. And some of these things I wouldn't have stretched myself with otherwise. So I'm doing a lot of virtual events and producing around that. I was able to take advantage of all of the wonderful online programming to allow me to obtain all of my CEUs needed to renew for my CMP, which is years away, for that renewal, and as well as attending in person MPI's WEC, where I got a chance to brainstorm with other industry professionals about keeping events safe and what is truly possible to go back to live events and have a great time.
Oh, thank you.
It's so great to hear that. When you listen to what others are thankful for, it helps you dig into your feelings and find new things that happened or didn't happen to you this year. What about you, Daryl? What are some things that you're thankful for this year?
Well, I'm really thankful for the awesome guests who have joined us over the last year. We didn't start with guests from the time we kicked off the podcast. But once we cornered Sheriff and Paul over at Destination Showcase, right at the stage,
was coming. They had no idea.
No, they thought we were just there to get an autograph, and we cornered them and stuck a mic in their face. But from that point on to even our guests on our most recent episode before this one, Heather, Marianne, and Shannon, who were talking about their pandemic compliance advisor course, all of them have rocked.
Yeah, they really have. But I cannot believe you left out our very favorite guest.
Derek, who is it?
Who? Derek Johnson.
Who?
Derek Johnson.
All right.
I get three Derek Johnson points right in a row.
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Derek, and all of our guests. You guys have been awesome. But
yeah, we've really some great guests.
Absolutely. What about you, Amanda? What's something that you're thankful for this year?
You know, I'm really thankful for you, Daryl. Never would have thought I would have done a podcast, and I really love it. I'm a ham, I'm a performer, so this is right in my sweet spot. But, and you know, we didn't know each other from Adam, and you were like, yeah, Amanda, I totally want to work with you. Let's do this. It's going to be great. And it has been really great. And it's been so much fun getting to know you and really finding our rhythm together. And thank you. Thank you for having the faith in me and the vulnerability. I'm a real broadcast.
We're not editing that one out.
But thank you. I am very, very thankful for you and for this podcast.
And I am thankful for you, Amanda, you know, for taking a chance on something that was completely unknown. And while I might've gotten one or two episodes done just by myself, I would not still be at this point and still doing these a year later without your support and your perseverance in getting these, in helping get these episodes done. You know, for those that don't know, I put a feeler out to our community and just said, hey, I wanted to start a podcast. Is anybody interested? And a few people said, oh yeah, that sounds great. It would be a great idea. But only Amanda sent me a video of herself doing stand-up comedy at the DC Improv and said, hey, you know, I'd love to help you host. Here's a tape. I was just like, what?
It's true. You can find it on YouTube, by the way. That'll increase my hits if everybody goes and checks out my comedy.
Maybe
funny enough, I'm pretty sure that posting that on the meeting planner board got me banned from the meeting planner board for a short period of time. I had to beg Daryl to beg them to let me back in.
Well,
we're not posted anything like that.
No. We're glad you're back, and I got to say that we'll put the video down in the show links. But you know, having somebody to work with is especially somebody you don't know all that well to start. It's really been nice to find, like you said, to find that groove and to get this banter back and forth and to talk about so much awesome stuff in the industry that when I started, I had some ideas, but it wasn't quite as flushed out as we've gotten it. So this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
How about you? Give me one thing you're thankful for. We're gonna do this ping.
FYI,
insider baseball. Daryl and I are gonna ping back and forth upon things we're thankful for. It's time to go.
That's the part of the script I don't think we're supposed to read, but okay. I gotta say that I am thankful for my health this year. Obviously, with everything that's gone on with the pandemic, there's a lot of concern. But I also had some health issues earlier this year that I've gotten or working through. And so I'm thankful for that and to be back here, because otherwise I'd just be, I don't know if I'd be here, but.
Well, I for one, am glad for your health too. I'm adding that to my thankful list.
Add it on down. What else do you have this year?
So this is going to be a bit of a story.
Come on.
I apologize for that, but there's no way to get to the end without telling a little bit of this story. And I actually called this client and asked them if it was okay to talk about this. So PBS, the television network, is a client of mine and has been for a very, very long time, over two decades now, I think. And I don't know, 10, 12, and I've worked with several different departments, but primarily with the communications department, one guy in particular, Phil, that I love, and he's basically kind of my work husband as much as a consultant can have a work husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, the other part of my brain. We finish each other's sentences, all of that good kind of stuff. But about, a decade ago, 10 years ago or so, he said, hey, Amanda, at that point I was doing kind of special event stuff for them. Things I always used to like to say, anywhere a PBS costumed character was appearing, I was probably behind the scenes. And then he said to me one day, hey, will you come to the annual meeting with us and, you know, help at the annual meeting? I said, yes, of course, whatever. And whatever he asks, the answer is always yes. So yes, of course I will be there. And I get the impression through the conversation that I'm going to be like the girl Friday, you know, just the extra set of hands, the go get me this or that or whatever. So off I fly to, I think it was in San Francisco, and I show up, and sure enough, the first day, it's like, oh, we need a terabyte drive from, you know, Best Buy. Could you go to Best Buy? And I, yes, and I take a nice walk in San Francisco. I get it. So that's all great. The next day, we go into the general session rehearsal room, and the person, somebody in a very blustery kind of tone, not very happy, because we're running late on whatever. And I'm just standing there like, yeah, well, I don't know, whoever's running this show, they're not very on top of it. And they say, who is running this show? And everybody takes a step back and I'm in the front. And Phil says, oh, Amanda's running it. I had no idea. I did not get that memo that I was the producer of the PBS annual meeting general sessions. And just to let you know, they're in general session a lot. And they roll a ton of videotapes and they have teleprompters. And they're a television network. It makes sense. High level production.
Sure.
So I fumbled my way through it. I did ask, I'm like, hey, everybody, can I have 10 minutes to figure out what the heck I'm doing? Well, in those 10 years, obviously, I have continued in that role at their annual meeting. I produce their general sessions. I produce some other things for their press tours and stuff, but the same kind of role. I run the productions, et cetera. Well, that evolved into me sitting beside the technical director. And I sit and we confer and blah, blah, blah. And she is a very lovely woman who has been so very generous with her education and time and talents and teaching me a million things over those 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why in this year, when PBS canceled their annual meeting, am I thankful for that?
I don't know. Why are you thankful?
Why have I taken you on this little personal odyssey of my life in the last decade? It is because as I have now had to pivot and become a digital producer for online meetings, that education that I received from PBS and this particular technical director, her name is Robin, who was so generous with her time and education on all that I learned, there is no way that I would have been able to do these digital meetings in the last 4 months without that background. So, you know, I am I'm thankful to him that he had this faith in me that I could do this job that I had never done. I didn't know what it entailed. I was making on the fly. I was like, whatever. I was like, maybe this is the right thing to do. Maybe not. People are helping me out, you know. And here I go, you know, 10 years later, saving my own business, saving my family's income because he had that faith in me 10 years ago. And, you know, I tell that because I am very, very thankful and I'm, you know, but also because I think sometimes we're hesitant to step out on a limb, to do something new, to jump into the void. We're like, well, I'm not trained for this. I'm not an expert in this. And even just this morning, I had somebody tell me, you know, you can be an expert, but still be learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when she said that, I was like, oh, that's a really great statement. I'm putting that on my wall. But that this is the case. And I think I want to encourage our listeners to say, you know, take the leap, go into the void. Mm-hmm. And you, it may not be apparent right then, like what the benefits of what you're doing might be. It was a long decade. It was 10 years. I mean, obviously I've been employed and I've done that job for 10 years and that's been great. And I love it, but it also prepared me for what I've been doing right now. So.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, yeah, I love my takeaway there is keep learning no matter how much you're there. And we all, I mean, so many of us had to dive into the world of virtual meetings. Some people had absolutely no background with it and we're learning from scratch, and others, you know, I fall into that latter group where we had done some virtual, some online stuff before. So it wasn't quite as daunting, but the amount of technology and the amount of different platforms out there and which one is right, is a lot. And I think that, I want to use this opportunity to say that, you know, I'm thankful for the challenge that was presented to me, in my role where my group had to pivot. And I know we all hate that word, but it's true. And go to online. I know this is a group that had always done hotels and, you know, always done in person. And the idea of doing anything virtual, a lot of our course directors said, no, you know, we don't want that. We need to be in person. And so we were talking it through with them, and then they're like, oh, this is pretty good. My most recent event wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, and the course director said something to me along the lines of, this works so well that the next time we do this meeting, it's a biannual, so 2022, we'd like to be virtual. I mean, imagine that. We're talking about
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about an event that theoretically in 2022 should be able, you know, knock on wood, be able to be in person. And we've done such a good job ramping up our team and the whole community that they're like, oh, wait a minute, this whole virtual thing, this could be good. And as we start going back into, and we've said this before, but it's worth repeating, as we start going back to in-person slowly but surely, and we start seeing hybrid meetings come around to compensate for the lack of the physical, for the lack of people we can put into any physical space to be safe. I think there are some groups, some companies, some meetings that are going to look at hybrids and say, hey, why are we not doing this for more? Why is it, you know, it doesn't have to just be this year. This worked out really well for us. And so I think that all the training and all the work that we've put in to get to this point isn't just wasted. And I'm happy for that. I'm happy to, even though the amount of platforms continues to grow, and I just learned of two more yesterday that who reached out to me and said, oh, we want to do a demo with you. I'm so happy to have that opportunity that where I can continue to learn and grow and not just my ego, my actual knowledge, you know, so my head gets swollen, at least something goes in there and it's not just, you know, it's not just air.
That's good.
What about you? So from, you know, you've got this client that's been very good to you. Have you been able to parlay this year into some other clients?
So, you know, that's definitely on my thankful list. I am thankful both for, you know, I'm very, very lucky in my business to have a stable of clients that has been very stable. Over the years.
A stable.
My stable is very stable. My doors lock. I keep them in. Really, that's what I do. I just keep them in my stable. They can't get out. They put their little heads against the glass and I'm like, no, stay in there. Stay in there.
Independent planners, listen now. Sign those 10-year deals while you can.
But so I am thankful for most of them did not have a meeting this year at all. They didn't even go virtual. Mm-hmm. But I am very thankful for one in particular that went virtual back when it was in June. I had no idea. And they really took the lead on their meeting on all the tech side and they did all that, but yet they still found a role for me. And I was really touched that they would, you know, find our relationship so important that they would find a role for me in their meeting. And they are doing the same in 2021. I like to think that that's because, of course, I bring something valuable to the table, but yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But I am also very thankful for an old high school, or not high school, college friend who looked at me in May and said, well, Amanda, you're going to have to do something. So guess what? You're going to become good at digital meetings, and I know you can do it. And so I'm going to put you on a webinar with me on how to host or how to run digital meetings, virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. And out of that, I got like 5 new clients.
Oh, wow.
Virtual meeting clients. So I'm very thankful to her and to the new people that entrusted me with their meetings. So that, you know, I mean, it's been an interesting journey. And, you know, I like what you said about learning these new skills. I think anytime, right, we can offer to our clients, our associations, our businesses, our bosses, our whatever, mm-hmm. more options to reach more people, more different ways to do it, whether it's, you know, a seminar or a full conference or mm-hmm. whatever. I think that just brings more, you know, we bring more value to the table. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not my favorite thing. I really miss in-person meetings, but I think it's a great thing we now are all kind of having our tool belt. So.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you know, it's funny. I guess it's not funny, but I'm glad that you mentioned sharing your knowledge with the greater community. That's something that I wanted to say that I'm really thankful for this year. I've had the pleasure of writing some articles, presenting a couple, 2 or 3 webinars. And I do want at this time, want to give a special shout out to Shana Moskowitz, who has partnered up with me on a couple of these productions now. Cool. And it's been so awesome. You know, it's much like working with you, Amanda, working with Shana has been great too. And we've physically never met, even though we live, you know, a couple miles away. But we connected during the pandemic, and just the ability to have this chemistry, professionally speaking, of course, to have this chemistry where, you know, you're able to bounce ideas quickly and ping, 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 and everything gets covered. But the conversation flows easily back and forth. And it's been that concept of being able to share what we know with the community. You know, she's had a background in digital events coming before everything really turned sideways in March. And I've had my background in both digital events and television production. It's been great to share that with people who feel very daunted by the task of trying to figure that out. So it's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. These are the things I need to know. And now I can go and do the rest. But the community in general as well, just to build on that a little bit, the community in general of planners that we're part of, who have gone out in and shared their knowledge and said, oh, I've used this platform, or I've demoed that platform, and here's what I think. Yes. And here's who to call. We're not hoarding resources. We're sharing, and everybody is so open.
So collegial. It has been amazing to watch. Yeah. So I'm going to be thankful for something really little, but maybe it's a resource that will help someone else. You know, with these virtual events, I've really tried to encourage my clients to pre-record as much as they can, right, of their sessions to avoid tech issues. You and I both know that's, I mean, we've experienced our own with the podcast and work and da da da. So this is ridiculous, but I'm really thankful for iMovie. I record my Zooms and mm-hmm. then I edit in iMovie. And I think people feel like, oh, we have to have fancy software and I have to send it out to somebody to edit. No, it's really not that hard. Just little iMovie, totally works.
I'll just build on that. If you are a PC user and don't have iMovie, Windows video editor is pretty basic, but you can take things from there. And I even use a website called Canva, C-A-N-V-A. It's a design site.
Amazing.
It is. It's a design site. But what you can do is you can also upload and produce and make videos, kind of basic. But if you edit a video and then upload it, and then from once you're up in Canva, you can put in your lower thirds and your graphics and then kick out another video file. Oh, I've done that for my, when I have speakers intro, I put the video up there and I put the lower third in and kick it down and it looks good. It looks smooth and I can edit the graphics, the text. So it's those little tips and tricks that make our productions look better. And it's not really daunting at all. I mean, it's a lot of point and click. And so when you can figure that out, that's, I think I'm giving away all my great tips.
All right. Remember, we just said we're a collegial community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to be thankful for, I don't think I coined the word, at least I hope not, but I am thankful for the word craptastic. That's C-R-A-P-tastic. Craptastic, I think if we had one word to describe this year, it would be craptastic. And I love using it because I think it sums up so much of what has happened to everybody this year. I don't want to be so insular, but it's not just you and me. I mean, the industry has been turned on its head. Unfortunately, so many of our colleagues have been laid off or have lost work. And it, you know, if you work in the hotel and travel industry, those places, some of those jobs aren't coming back, unfortunately, at least anytime soon. So I think that's a way to just describe the year and just sum up the thought of just like, you know, you don't want to say, can it get any worse than this? Because every time we say that, something happens. But to have the language, even if it is made up, to have the language to describe and to adequately describe the situation makes me very thankful.
Well, I will tell you what was not craptastic and that I am thankful for was my husband, who, by the way, is a COO of a nonprofit. So, right, not a tech guy, not a meeting planner, mm-hmm. who actually took a day off of work this past week to help me run a virtual meeting that had multiple concurrent sessions.
That's how you do it. I thought you had like an extra set of arms or something.
Well, speaking of the extra set of arms, I'm going to tag on to my husband. So awesome. I actually, you know, it's funny where you meet things and how relationships develop. One of our former guests, Amanda Engler, I needed somebody to run a couple of exhibit halls because, again, I realized I did not have multiple arms, which you all can't see me because it's a podcast, but I'm making some really awkward extra arm movements right now.
It's disturbing. It was a little, to say the least.
I'm disturbed by it. I reached out to Amanda and she ran two awesome events. She ran the trade show exhibit hall side in Remo for me and did a really awesome job. So, you know, you never know where you're going to meet the people. And I'm very thankful for her. Otherwise, I might have been rocking under my desk the last couple of days. And nobody wants that.
No. I want to thank, speaking of thanking the people, I think for all of us, we want to thank all of the healthcare workers. We want to thank the grocery store clerks, all the amazing teachers that have worked so hard not only.
You want to talk about pivoting those poor people. Woo!
Absolutely, and they don't have the always all the same benefits as we do. So I want to thank all of them, and I want to thank my barber. And I know it's small, but I want to thank Nick, my barber,
who, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Nick's got a hard job.
Nick has an incredibly hard job. Not just because, you know, you got to, again, these close contact situations during this time, but he's got to listen to me, you know, talk on and on for 15, 20 minutes. And guys can get their hair cut a little quicker than girls. Sure. But I mean, you know, we got to have a conversation, you know, every couple of weeks, every 3 or 4 weeks. So no,
you
I want to think,
know I'm here for him if he needs to vent after he cuts your hair.
He keeps coming back to work. So we want to thank all of the people, all of the hospitality industry folks that have stayed the course. Everybody that's really worked so hard to keep the industry going and to keep, you know, just the world in general going during this really crazy time. But I think we need to take a little break here, Amanda. I love that it's awesome that we can find so many things to be grateful for. But I'm also the last thing I guess I've got to say I'm thankful for is I'm really thankful for our sponsors.
Oh,
they pay us a lot of money to keep doing this podcast. And people think that we do this for free. I'm like, no, we get paid. We don't get paid very much. We'd like some new sponsors who would pony up just a little bit more than the 15 cents or so per listen.
I was just going to say, are you holding out on me, Daryl?
No.
I haven't gotten that big check yet.
No, I'm still banking it all. We're trying to turn that money over and compound interest. No, but we want to thank our sponsors, seriously, who have been so helpful and to us this season. And after we come back from the sponsor break, I want to also play a couple of more messages from those of you who have listened and shared your thanks. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll listen to a couple more messages of thanks, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Hi, Daryl and Amanda. This is Shelley Vassar-Gilliam, and thank you for this opportunity to share what I am thankful for this year. To start, I am thankful for my health. Given that we are in a pandemic right now, that is a great thing to start with. I am absolutely and do not take it for granted that my health is good. I am well and I am healthy and whole. So I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my family and their love and support as well. I am thankful for a few revelations I've had along the way this year so far. So we can talk about that another time. And finally, I am thankful for my job, which I secured just as the pandemic was starting. So I am super grateful for the opportunity to be in this particular role. Take care. Thank you.
What I'm thankful for in 2020 is, yes, we did have to pivot to virtual, but guess what, folks? My virtual meeting was the first conference to make money in the history of us putting on conferences. So it was a major win. And I'm a techie at heart, so learning all this stuff is really cool for me. Also, my boss is great because we all work from home now, and I'm able to eat dinner every night with my family, and I don't have to commute 3 hours a day. I love it. Very thankful. But what I'm most thankful for is all of you, the village that we've created, this great community network of planners and suppliers and the idea sharing that we have. I owe so much of my success to all of you, and I'm very thankful, and I wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Jan Ament. I am a meeting planner in Minnesota, and I am extremely thankful for all my incredible clients who still find value in what I do to help them. I'm very blessed that I was able to pivot my business and help them with all their virtual needs this year. And I literally can't wait until we can all meet again. I hope everyone has an awesome holiday season.
Oh, thank you.
And we're back. I love when I get to say that.
You're good at it.
Thanks, Daryl. No, but this has been a great episode to work on. I really enjoyed it. I think letting everybody know how thankful we are is a great way to roll into the holiday.
Agreed. And I know better already. And now that all that's left is to gather around the table, although it's going to be a little smaller this year, but I'm going to pile my plate as high as I can. And then I'm going to lock myself in the den watching football with nobody annoying me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know the Steelers? They're playing at the late game. Very exciting.
I didn't know.
Did you know they're undefeated? That's a fact. True.
I'm a Jets fan. You know, I really, it's but, not pretty.
Well, the Steelers are playing the Ravens in the late game. So
that should be good for the DC area folks. And Washington, the Washington football team is also playing. So if you're in the DC area, there's a lot to be thankful for Football Thursday.
Exactly. But back to previously scheduled things.
Remarks.
Before we go, I do want to make sure that everybody knows that we're also thankful for the PCMA Foundation Relief Fund that's helping all of those in the hospitality industry. You know, we talk about it on every episode because it's really important. It helps those in the hospitality industry who have been affected by COVID. And of course, there's the Meeting Industry Fund, which specifically helps, you know, meeting planners who have been so affected as well. We'll, of course, include those links down below. And if you're one of the folks that has been lucky through this, you've been employed, you know, if you have something to spare, please reach out and donate, because this is going on a very long time and people really are hurting and really need some help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we said a little earlier, we are thankful for all of you listening and want to remind you that you don't have to ever miss a single episode.
No,
you could subscribe. So head over to anchor.fm, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast style audio materials. Click the subscribe button. And listen, if you're over on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Not because we told you to, but because you want to. We love those reviews.
Or Daryl, because we told them to. I mean,
okay, just, well, I don't care why. Just
do it.
We are thankful for you if you leave us a 5-star review.
Also, if you don't, but we'll be more thankful. We'll look super thankful. We'll be a craptastic amount of thankful.
Very good use of the new word, Amanda.
Thanks. But I think that on that note, I'm going to say Derek Johnson, and I'm going to say, I think that's it for this week. Let's do our virtual high five sign off. Maybe take a sanitizer bath and dig into that turkey.
Thanks for a great episode, Amanda. We'll see you and Derek Johnson at the next one.
Oh, thanks, everybody.